Morning show in East Coast now. What a day yesterday in Croke Park, and what a game. The result wasn't decided until the very last minute, and amongst the 82,000 people there, we believe that there was a man from the United States, a particular man who's been on social media all over the weekend, and that is from Florida, American comedian Josh Prey, who's on the line. Josh, good morning.
Good morning, and up Ireland.
Up Ireland, indeed. You're very neutral. Was it up Dublin or up Kerry?
Well, I'm going to be a man of my word, and I'm going to admit it. I was neutral the entire match, and I knew it was going to come down to a draw because I can predict the future.
Good man yourself. Josh, how come you were there? I know that we saw you on social media. You were praising the hurling back in July. Mm-hmm. And then you ended up with the football here. So how did that happen?
Well, hurling kick-started my whole Irish sports experience. Once I connected with the hurling community, I checked out the Camogie community, and then people kept saying, you have to check out Gaelic football. And a lot of the men were saying, you have to check out women's Gaelic football. So once I got into that, I made a couple more videos. The whole thing is just exciting. And Gaelic football is really, if you look at it from a standpoint, is really the mother and father of all sports. So I just got excited about it, made the video, and Tourism Ireland made it possible for me to get here.
Oh, brilliant. And did it give you a ticket?
They did. Well, I think that was connected with another company, but Tourism Ireland and the GAA, they partnered together so I can enjoy the entire experience. And it was just fantastic.
Fantastic. And you were in Croke Park. It was packed to capacity. There was a lot of shouting. There was a lot of tension. I mean, describe your feelings through the 70-plus minutes.
I've witnessed a lot of sports in the States. The Irish community, you have a tradition where the players march around the field. There is nothing like it. It will make the hair on your arms rise. It gives you goosebumps. And to see everybody so involved and just so committed to their team and their town is just terrific. I got to experience it again.
Did it surprise you to learn that the players aren't paid, that they're all amateur players who do it for the love of it?
Yes, and the humility that the players show. Like, you have national celebrities, they're national stars, but they're everyday men and women. You have bankers, you have store workers, you have construction men, you have hurler builders. So I was just blown away by, like, the humility that the players show.
Yeah. Have you any Irish connections, Josh?
I don't have many, but I will tell you this. Yesterday, I pulled my first pint of Guinness, so I'm probably 30% Irish now.
Yeah, that's gone into your blood now. So if they had a blood test, you'd qualify.
Yes.
So, for people who don't know you, Josh, tell us about yourself. You're from Florida. You're American. Yeah, so what else?
I'm from Florida. I'm American. I'm an international comedian. I like to talk about everything, everyday experiences, dealing with culture, and just being inclusive and inviting and trying to get the world to understand that we're all the same, we're no different, no matter where we're from. So I try to use my comedy as a way to do that.
Yeah, that's a very good message. Are you going to return to Ireland to, can we see you on stage or something like that?
The top of the year, January, I will be having an Irish tour, and I try to hit Dublin again. I want to do Kerry, and I want to do Limerick. I want to come through Ireland, show tremendous love, because you guys have shown so much love and support for me. I want to return the favor.
What do you talk about on stage when you're doing your act?
Everything that you go through. I may talk about how frustrating it is to wake up too early. I may talk about some of the great food that you guys make, how it makes your body feel, the true difficulties of playing hurling and camogie and gaming football, some of the music, the dances. The Irish dance is the best dance I've ever seen. That takes skill. So those are the things that I like to talk about when I'm on stage, things that you can go home, you can say, you know what? Josh just talked about that. I never even thought about it that way.
Yeah. You know, are you available? Or did you meet anyone over the weekend, or can you tell us any insights into, you know, outside the time you were in Croke Park, how you apart from drinking Guinness, what you got up to?
Well, I actually got to experience playing Gaelic football with a group in Gunlick. I believe the area is called Glendike, I believe the area. But it was a group, the Round Terrors. They showed me how to play Gaelic football. I've seen some of the sites today. I'm going to go tour Dublin a little bit. I'm going to go to the Guinness factory. I'm going to go to a museum, go to a park. Just to experience some more of the Irish culture, but everybody's been so inviting. Everybody has invited me to breakfast and lunch. People have invited to cook for me. So this is probably the nicest place I've ever been. So up Ireland for being the kindest place I've ever seen.
Good man, Josh. You're saying all the right things and we love you for it. But listen, you better go to Florida and start shouting about this, okay?
Give me a couple hours and you'll see all the praise in the world, I promise.
And okay, so for people who want to read your social media and haven't found you yet, what's the best way?
If you want to follow me on all social media, it's Josh Pray, JOSHPRAY, on all social media, YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And by this time next year, hopefully I will have an Irish name, and I'm looking towards Seamus O'Pray. So we're working on that, Seamus O'Pray.
Right. Very good. Great to talk to you, Josh. Well done, and glad you enjoyed yesterday. Good stuff. Good to talk to you.
Thank you for having me.
Take care, and enjoy the rest of your trip to Ireland. Well done. That's Josh Pray there, American comedian from Florida in Croke Park yesterday, and you probably saw him all over the place, particularly on social media.